Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting second. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow bunts towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tidrow for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Unser steals second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Broemer moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Broemer moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to home to get Broemer. McCraw moves to third. Nettles moves to second. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fosse moves to second. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0 for 0 in the game. Tidrow bunts, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fossey moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of John Stone. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Fossey scores. Duffy scores. Unser moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser scores. Brohmer scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Vicente Romo now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bell now playing third base. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Tidrow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Unser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Little pinch hits for Rick Reichardt. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Little now playing center field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Romo, and towards Alvarado, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fossey is walked intentionally. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to home to get Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-2 in the game. Tidrow is called out on strikes. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Unser steals second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. Unser moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Unser scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Bell moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-4 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fosse hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Duffy strikes out. One out. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-3 in the game. Tidrow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Unser hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Muser pinch runs for Dick Allen. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Little reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fosse fields it, and throws to get the runner. and he throws it away. That's an error on Fosse. May scores. Little moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-1, Indians. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Little scores. Andrews moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.